News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
UK has confirmed a social media ban for under 16s. The Prime Minister Keir Starmer describing it as a big moment for the UK. In a speech about it, he said today is a big moment for our country. This is a big step, a real change for our children and for our future. He went on to say, this is not something I do lightly and I will not present it as cost-free, as if social media has brought no benefits to young people, because that is clearly wrong. And he says, but I ask the question now, do we truly believe that social media creates a happy environment for our children? Do we truly believe it's a place where they can feel safe? I don't think I even need to answer those questions, do I? And he went on to suggest that social media is making children unhappy. It's making it easier for bullies to harass and abuse them. And it could be even harming their mental health and exposing them to content that is dangerous, because that's what grabs the attention. Vinnie McAvinnie, London-based journalist, is with us. Vinnie, this is all well and good in terms of the sentiment that he expresses. How are they actually going to make this ban stick?
Well, those are the details that we're waiting for. The Prime Minister timed this for a sort of breakfast-stealing speech. It went out at 8:10 live on the BBC across radio and TV. And he was wanting to make clear in a week which could be critical for his leadership. This might be, you know, he might be fighting for his own job in a week's time. He wanted to make clear that this is something that he sees as a potentially a big part of his legacy. And it goes further, we understand, than the Australia ban, because it's going to take on for the first time the streaming platforms and the online gaming platforms, where he says you could have adults who you don't know contacting your children, something that you would never allow in real life to happen.
Now, the method by which this is enforced in Australia, and to some extent it is honoured more at the moment in breach than in observance, but the way that it is enforced is that the social media giants themselves have requirements in respect of age verification. Is that the intent for what's going to happen in the UK, or is it that the user is penalised?
I think it will be onus is going to totally be on the social media companies. And we've already seen an example of this on the online safety bill, which came into the UK. You know, that has effectively locked away pornography sites for anyone who can't prove that they're over 18. If you try and access those sites in the UK, you have to go through an official age verification process. So they have already seen it. He commented on having done something like this. You know, he wasn't saying this is going to be easy or it would be completely foolproof. He sort of said, you know, we know that young people like to find their way around rules, but just because, you know, one young person manages to get drunk at 16, we don't say, oh, let's abandon all laws when it comes to alcohol. So he thinks that, you know, the polling holds out. About 9 in 10 parents in the UK are on board with this. There have been, you know, some of the parents who've lost children through social media. They didn't want a full ban, but it does seem like a good number of them are just fed up with the social media companies. You know, they have had years and years to try and sort this out, to lock off this harmful content. And the Prime Minister thinks the only thing that these people in Silicon Valley will listen to is this type of ban.
Does the UK have the heft to do this alone? Because whatever about a block the size of the European Union, which is a very valuable market to the social media giants, is the UK enough on its doing this as a solo run?
I think it will be, because we've seen that already with the online safety bill, as I say. I mean, that's worked on, you know, locking away a lot of pornography. There are one or two sites that are sort of refusing to comply with this, but they're now, you know, Ofcom, which is our broadcast regulator, and is sort of the one that's managing this. They are, you know, fining companies that aren't getting on board with it. The enforceability of those fines can be tricky, but when it comes to companies like Facebook and TikTok and those kind of companies, you know, these aren't, you know, kind of niche porn sites that are going to be able to hide away overseas. If they want to operate in the UK, they're going to have to comply with this. And I think what we're going to see now is a bit of a domino effect. You know, if Australia and Britain are doing this, there is talk that Canada will follow. And then I think, you know, if it shows in a year's time that children are healthier and happier, then this will be a kind of thing that people follow on with. And I thought Keir Starmer had a really good line, actually. You know, he talked about the opportunity cost for young people, all those hours spent, you know, doom scrolling, that endless scroll, he said. It's just taking them away from playing with other kids, playing sport, doing their homework, reading. It is sort of stealing so much time from them. And I think that kind of argument is one that other leaders around the world, you know, particularly when it comes to, you know, childhood attainment and them wanting children to do well in school, them wanting to get to grips with, you know, the latest technology, and but also in a way that's like positive for them. I think he's trying to make the argument that, you know, I think we'll see in, you know, educational attainment as well as childhood happiness, that this is going to have a good effect in a year or two.
Vinny, thank you very much. Vinny McAvinny there reporting for us from London.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.